Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United States and France stand as strong as ever against Russia's brutal war against Ukraine, declared President Joe Biden during French President Emmanuel Macron's recent visit to the White House.
And we'll continue the strong support to the people of Ukraine as they defend their homes and their families and their sovereignty and territorial integrity against Russian aggression, which has been incredibly brutal.
The United States and France have resolved to hold Russia accountable for its actions and to mitigate the global impacts of Putin's war on the rest of the world, explained President Biden.
The United States is helping Europe diversify away from Russian natural gas in the immediate term, and while accelerating our clean energy transitions, and we're going to continue working in close partnership with Europe as we move forward. We also committed to deepening cooperation between France and the United States on civil nuclear energy through our bilateral clean energy partnership.
Around the world, France and the United States are working to strengthen stability and security, including in the Indo-Pacific. We're looking for an Indo-Pacific that's free and open, prosperous and secure, with freedom of navigation and overflight, said President Biden. We're working together to support a Middle East that is more integrated, peaceful, and prosperous, including in Iran, said President Biden.
We also stand with the people of Iran. And then the French and the United States are working together and hold accountable those responsible for the human rights abuses to counter Iran's support for Russia's war and to ensure that Iran does not ever acquire a nuclear weapon.
In Africa, the United States and France agreed to help strengthen the governance, security, and economic opportunities across the continent. The U.S.-France partnership also extends to cooperating on the exploration and use of outer space, investing in clean energy, and to building the industries of the future, including batteries and green hydrogen. As Secretary of State Antony Blinken noted, it's hard to find a challenge that we can't solve if the United States and France work together. For in all that we do, our people and our nations are bound together by our core values of liberty and democracy, respect for human rights, and the rule of law.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.